We continue on learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem. We should have Yaakov ben Pinchas to Leo. We're in Menachos. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Harei Alai Eitzim. A person takes upon himself a neder. He's going to donate Eitzim in plural wood to the Beis Hamikdash. Lo Yevchos Mishnei Gizrim. He can't give less than two logs. Eitzim is plural, so he has to give at least two logs. Livona. Person took upon himself. He's going to donate frankincense, so that can also be brought as a neder, although Levona is typically brought along with the Lechem HaPanim, it's brought along with the Mincha, but nonetheless, here he wants to donate frankincense independently. That's acceptable. Lo yechos mikometz, he should not give less than a kometz. Where do we see that the minimum amount of frankincense that if you would like to donate has to be a kometz? So the Pasuk in Vayikra Paragah says, Vehirim mimenu bikum tso, misoles hamincha umish. This is speaking about taking the kometz of the flour from the mincha solas. But in the same pasuk, it speaks about the lavona that's placed on the mincha. So the Gemara makes a hekesh, a link between lavona and mincha. They're in the same pasuk, which teaches us just like the harama of the mincha is a kometz, just like what do you lift out, what do you elevate out of the mincha a kometz worth? So to the Lavona, if you would like to donate Lavona, the minimum amount would be a kometz worth of the Lavona. There is some debate when it comes to a mincha, let's say, and when Lavona is brought along with the mincha. So when you bring a karban mincha, the amount of Lavona that's brought along with the mincha is also a kometz worth. Let's say, though, some of the Lavona was lost, and now you would like to bring the mincha. So there's a question. Whether or not we should consider the mincha invalidated because of the fact that it should be disqualified because you don't have the amount of lavona that you of a full kometz. So true, initially you're supposed to be makter or kometz worth, but now I don't have a kometz left. So some will claim that then it's disqualified, the mincha, because you don't have the amount of lavona that you need. And some say 2 grains of lavona that remain would be acceptable. But then the Gemara has another machlokas. Let's say our case. A person is bringing lavona separately as a separate donated karba, just frankincense, no mincha at all. Would that same halacha apply? Meaning, should we say, when it comes to a mincha and the lavona, the frankincense is brought along with the mincha, although that may have to start out as a kometz, if you're left with 2 grains, someone's lost, it's acceptable. Would we say the same thing would be true here? Or do we say no? Here, everyone may have to agree that if you're donating a lavona, that you have to bring a kometz, the full kometz has to be there in order to be sacrificed. Then the Mishnah says, Chamisha kamatzim hein. There are 5 cases where we have to bring a measure of kometz. What are they? Where the kometz is necessary. Number one, Omer Harei Alai Lavona. Person who took upon himself to donate frankincense to the Beis HaMikdash. That we already explained. That's the first of the list. That it has to be lo yifchos mikometz, can't be less than a kometz. Hamis nadev mincha. Person donates a korban mincha, a flower offering. Yavi ima kometz lavona. The amount of lavona or frankincense that must accompany the mincha must also be a kometz. And once again, that's derived from the link between the in the pasuk that links the mincha of soles, where we have to elevate a kometz, and the lavona, which we assume therefore has to be a kometz as well. Hamale number 3. Hamale es ha kometz bachutz chayav. A person who offers up a kometz outside the azar of the Beis Hamikdash, he's going to be chayav. This kometz we're speaking about is the kometz of the mincha. The kometz of the mincha we're supposed to place on and burn on the mizbeach. Here someone was mala, offered it outside the azara on another mizbeach somewhere. So there he's going to be chayiv kometz. That's mala. How much is he chayiv? Does he have to be mala bachutz in order to be chayiv? A kometz of that amount. So that's mala as that kometz bachutz chayiv. Ushne bazichin tunin shnei kamatzim. And there's 2 more. We have the 2 spoonfuls, bowls of lavona, which are next to the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan, each one of them has to be a kometz. So this also, those are 2 other cases where we have a kometz. Now we may remember from Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel, in the case of the kometz, these 2 kematzim of the 2 bazichei lavona, let's say a person, let's go to the previous case where you're mala bachutz. Let's say, as the Mishnah here said, that if you mala a kometz outside, the Azar Yichayv Kares. Let's say though we're speaking about the lechem, the bazichim, the lavona, the frankincense of the lechem upon him, where there were 2 kamatzim. Each bowl had a komet. So there, Rabbi Elazar was of the opinion in Zvach and Perek Yud Gimel that you're not going to be chayiv kares until you maktir both komets and bachutz. Nonetheless, our Mishnah's comment when it says hamal es hakomet, which was the third on the list, is coming to teach you a chiddush, not like Rabbi Elazar, that although it includes the lechem apanim has two bazichim, two separate kamatzim of frankincense, nonetheless, even if you're male, one of them, you offer one of them bachutz, that's considered an iser kares, even though you didn't bring the entire amount, one kometz is sufficient to be chayiv against the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Harei Alai Zahav, person takes upon himself to be noted to the Beis HaMikdash, a coin of Zahav to Bedek HaBayis, the temple treasury. So Lo Yifchos Mi Dinar Zahav, he can't give less than a dinar of Zahav. A dinar of Zahav or a zuz of Zahav is 25, equivalent 25 silver coins. This is what he's chayav to bring. But this is assuming that he said a dinar, and he says, Harei Alai Zahav, he said a coin of Zahav, a matbeah of Zahav, a gold coin. If he doesn't say a gold coin, he takes upon himself to bring gold in general without mentioning a coin, so then it would be enough to give gold, a piece of gold, metal, and he wouldn't have to bring a coin. Kesef, let's say he takes it upon himself to donate silver, a coin of silver, lo yifchos mi dinar kesef. He doesn't give less than a dinar of kesef, a silver dinar, a silver zuz. That's what he has to give the Beis HaMikdash. Nechoshes, if he says, I'm going to give nechoshes, copper to Bedek HaBayis, we don't assume that he's referring to that he's going to donate. It's not a big donation at all, to give a pruto, which is the smallest coin, the smallest piece of currency. We assume he's speaking about a significant amount of copper. Well, there is no copper coin that has significance, and therefore the Mishnah says, "Lo yifchos mima kesef." Since there is no nechoshes equivalent that has significance as a coin, so therefore he has to give copper that's equal, the equivalent of at least a ma'a worth of kesef. What's a ma'a? So a dinar, we mentioned dinar and zuz, so six ma'a equal a dinar. So a ma'a is a sixth of a dinar. That would be sufficient to give a silver coin, or to give copper that's the equivalent of a silver ma'a kesef. Perashti, what if he said, you know, I articulated when I'm in an eder how much gold, how much silver, the amount of currency I plan on giving a nechosha to seder to hekdish. But many of them are perashti. But I don't remember the amount that I articulated. So how does he fulfill his neder now? Hu mevi ad sheyomar lo lekach niskavanti. He has to bring an amount of gold or silver or copper to the point where he says, there's no way I donated any more than this. So whatever that maximum amount he would have donated, he never gets a pledge more than this amount. He doesn't remember what he pledged, so whatever the maximum you usually pledge is what you have to give, and then you can fulfill your neder that way.